I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
One of the things that a lot of people get hung up on is the things that we need to do around the house. Why would I pay my child to do that? Because that's just about being part of the family. And we could not agree more. You know, we all want to make sure that they know that there's activities and things that we need to do, clean and all that. It's just about being in a family. So what we suggest up until they're 8 or 9, we suggest that you give your children 3 $1 bills a week. Now, it could be 3 dimes a week. It could be 3 pennies a week, depending on your economic situation, but 3 of the same kind of currency. And you start having them exercise the positive traits of their money muscles. And here's how they do it. You set up a save box, a spend box, and a give box. And you start to train them that every week, even when they're 5 years old, actually we started when our kids were 3, but gave them they put $1 in save, $1 in spend, and $1 in give. And they're doing that every single week. And what this trains them to do is how to start to manage their money, that their money does go into different piles. And then you can start to train them with each pile, how do you think about it? And this is where the money personalities come in great, because believe me, spenders are going to have no problem spending, and the savers are going to have no problem with their save amount of money. But we want to make sure that we train them with those different amounts based on what their money personalities are.
You know, allowances can be such a huge learning opportunity. Mm. And some parents say, well, I don't want my kid to be entitled. I don't want them to be this. But you help dictate that in the way that you talk to them about money. And we have loved this. And we're even noticing my teenage son now. He just turned 15, and he kind of had his first real job this summer cleaning carpets. And he never missed his give. Mm-hmm. He never missed his save, and he never missed his spend, because that had just been programmed into him. So I know a lot of parents will say, well, allowances do this and they're bad. But if you look at it from the idea of I'm helping train my kids up in the way that I would like them to act now when they're teenagers and even when they're out of the home, if you start soon, you can program that into them very early.
Now, when they start to be age 9, that's when you can start to say it's earn to get. So you still give them the $3 or whatever amount of money that you give them. But in addition to that, you start setting up, making lists of things that they can do above and beyond regular household maintenance, and they can start to earn money that way in addition. So, and then by the time, like Scott said, they're 15, they're just so used to putting some of their money in save, some of their money in give, and some of their money in spend, and it just starts them off in such a great way of thinking about money.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.